council, let everybody know I did call Adam and asked if he had any priorities he wanted us to list while we're going through this first step, and he said no, he's good, so. But he'll be here, he's got a Zoom meeting, he'll be here when he can.
All right, well, Charles, like you mentioned, right before break, we're back.
So I've got the expenditure report for January 2026. I noticed there's a line item under capital project funds, state art, 05647 C funds, roadway resurfacing. The budget appropriation is a little over 700,000. The unencumbered balance is the same, which means we've not used any. So that's for roadway resurfacing, right?
Yes, and some of that will also be used for streetscape. So C funds have a list of things that you can use them for, and streetscape improvements are within that.
So while I know some of the roadways are not owned by the city, one of the biggest complaints I've gotten so far are these underpasses. They're bad, and they run through our town. It doesn't matter who owns them, it's our town. And it's a hot topic with some people that travel from the outside to the side. I'd like to see us figure out a way, through whatever leverage we have or our own means, to get some of these underpasses repaid.
Now, we had worked on that, what, Kevin, 2 years, 3 years? And we've had the money a time or two, but it's just we couldn't find pavers that would do it because they were small jobs. They wouldn't take them. They wouldn't do it. We had the money. We were looking. So we actually talked with Wahala and Seneca about combining, and Kevin can tell you more about that. You go ahead because you talked to them more than I did.
Yeah, so for a number of years, the three cities received allocation from C funds for. And again, we don't necessarily care whether it's a city street or not. So we have actually had on our list, one is Oak Street, which is a state street. We can request money for that to be paved and then manage that with DOT's consent. What we had for a while was there stopped being any small asphalt pavers. One group gobbled them all up.
Kings bought them all.
Yeah.
And so none of the cities could get bids on asphalt projects.
What's that
move? Well, we all three were putting it out, and nobody was bidding on it, so.
Gary was out. The last time I talked to Tom, they were out like a year and 2 months or something, so they wasn't even bidding on anything.
So where we stand right now, and this was as of Thursday, which was yesterday as I think about it, Ashley Jones is our rep on the C Fund Committee now with Reagan leaving. And she came back and told me that we now have that consortium between Seneca, Wahala, and Westminster where we'll pool our money to bid our projects as one project across the three cities just to get the value up. We had tried to do that with Oconee County. There was some county legalities that exempted us from being part of the county because that really would have made it happen because they paid a whole lot more. But we are appreciative of those funds. As we get into this, I'd say into the spring, I'll know more about what that schedule will look like. We've already given them a list, and one of the streets on it is Quick Street, which is
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other is Oak Street.
And I'm glad I got four with
it. Yeah. And Oak Street's one of the others, which goes through that underpass.
Just to follow a question on C funds for, I guess this would be important information for myself. If those allocated funds are not used in the entirety, okay, so we still have an unencumbered balance at the end of our fiscal year, do those funds roll over or do they go back to the state or the issuing authority?
So the C funds do operate differently. Mm-hmm. So once the C fund committee allocates, what you're seeing there, yeah, I believe was allocated 2.5 years ago. So if we don't use it, we carry it over. Now there's a point in time at which the C Fund committee is going to come back and say, you've had it this long, you've got to spend it, or you're going to lose it by a date certain. Because we've had the issue with getting pavers, which I think has been an upstate region issue. I don't think it's just located in Oconee County. They have been patient with that, because even though the Oconee County Committee allocates it, it's still a program run by the DOT. And so that money does carry forward year to year until we've spent it. And when we did sidewalks a few years back, when we let the contract came in a little under the money we had, and we were kind of doing spot repairs on sidewalks around town. So we added some until we used the money. So there's a lot of flexibility with permission, and getting permission is not extraordinarily difficult. So does that help?
Yes, sir. Yes, thank you.
On the underpass, how much of that do we have to deal with, like Norfolk Southern and FRA and stuff like that?
So they have to give us an encroachment permit to go through there, and it's an ordeal.
Yeah, it's a pain dealing with it.
But yeah, but it's not undoable.
Right. Yeah. It's just time consuming. Because they have to go through the FRA and everything else and follow their guidelines and then whatever they're doing.
They have a lot of restrictions.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. But I agree.
That's one of the biggest things I hear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been working on it. I mean, we've stated it in council meetings numerous times. This, we're trying. We just cannot find contractors. So
hopefully this new thing, and this was yesterday, we're now part of the three-city agreement to move that effort forward. And I'll know more probably by March or April once they get a few more of the details on.
Well, one other point of that, the county has discussed the option of possibly putting the paving crew back in order with the county. And one of the discussions was, yeah, it would help the cities with these small paving projects, you know, if the county does go that route. But now we have a new county administrator and things are kind of up in the air over there, so I have no idea where that's going. We'll just have to wait that one out.
All right. So Jimmy, I'm just going to look to Jamie.
The only thing I was going to say is I wish that they would tell me what they want, our group, what they want.
Okay.
Not us coming up with what we think they should need. I'd just like to see a list from each one that tells me what they need. More about than I do.
Did you get one of those lists from Michael yesterday? Michael, do you have your list with you?
I just got it
for the bill. I can email it. Would you email that to all the council? I've got a paper copy, but.
Everybody got a CD email?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Fred, could you do the same? You and Scott?
Well, and you'll also, you get those, but we'll also give you a consolidated list.
Yeah. Y'all pretty much gave us a list yesterday walking around, but if you could write it out, print it out or something, might be helpful. Jimmy's asked for that.
All right. So I know you like trees. All right. So on Hall Road, on the street, the fields over there, there's nearly no shade for people to sit in when you have these bomb camps. Shade trees, or actually I'd like to see a splash pad over there or something like that, but I don't know if we have the property for that. Now, if you're going to have all these fields over there, everybody's played in these tournaments, and I know for a fact, because I got kids, you always got those little brothers and little sisters
that
need someplace to go. And it's, you know, those May, June, July tournaments, August, you know, it's hot. You can make that part of the complex over there, I guess.
Yeah, we asked that yesterday,
too. Yeah, we talked about that yet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't hot yesterday when we.
Oh, man. About 2 degrees shy getting
the hottest I think I've been is All-Star practices over on the Hall Road ball field. That's the hottest place in June.
That one tree behind the little player. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's where you got those soccer games, even like 600 soccer games. Everybody's sitting against the fence.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. Dave?
I'm going to ask you a question, and depending on how it gets answered, it depends on if I pivot to something else or not. But it was like a year or two ago, we had the two ladies from Charleston come up about zoning, redoing the codes and stuff. Did they ever finish that, or did we get anything back?
They did. So that was what you ended up adopting as the new zoning ordinance.
Yeah, okay.
So
right.
I can't can't remember what year that was, they came within about 6 months of that. We presented that new zoning ordinance to you. One way you might remember it is where we added the big zoning designation for large tracts and the little zoning, the little tract zoning.
That's it.
They helped put all that together in the background.
I guess I was kind of thinking they were going to come back and probably go over it. But that's cool. Okay, I know what we're talking about now. Okay, so I'll pivot then. Let's go to, I call it Veterans First Responders Memorial Upgrade there in City Hall, and either upgrade it over there, do something different with it, or move it down here as part of the Main Street renovation stuff.
You talking about Veterans Park?
yeah. Bring that to a Main Street area, or upgrade it down there. But and Fred knows, and I've kind of said it a few times, I think there's only two, there may be three now, but I think there's only two officers that have lost their lives. Thank God we haven't lost any firefighters, as far as I know, in the past. In Oconee County that have passed away, and one of those officers happens to be from Westminster, and he was trying to deal with a car and got run over, basically. And the only thing that we have is a wooden plaque, and I showed it to Brian yesterday as we walked through the lobby, the little solid court area going into the police department, is that one little wooden plaque. I know Fred had some ideas and stuff like that, or had been working on something. But that's all we have for an officer, and there's not to put anything down about a canine dog or anything, but there's I believe there's like a little marble slab, like a gray thing, back in the back where the flagpole used to be for a dog. And I think that's a shame. I think we ought to have something, you know, for that officer. I don't know. Fred, what do you think? I mean, you know, I know how Greenville County, and I know the city seats over in Walhalla, and they have something over there. But, you and I have been to enough funerals and the memorials and stuff, memorial services. How do you feel about that? Having something for the officer that got killed in Westminster years ago, other than just a wooden plaque?
I think that would be one, just to have something up front. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a reminder for people, what we do every day.
Yeah. It's dangerous. And that came to mind, especially, I mean, I name off eight people that I was really associated with that lost their lives, but this thing over in Greenville, I mean, it's just, I parked in that same spot many times years ago, and I'd have something like that, but every day.
Well, you know, it was at your suggestion, Dale, the new streetscape, the concrete plaza that's going to kind of be over the area where Gray Street is now. They're going to fill in some dirt there, build that up. There'll be a plaza. There'll be seven flags on the top of that plaza.
Okay.
And that will be for the five branches of the military, okay, the state flag, and the POW flag.
Okay.
That was our plan. Yeah. I think we did seven so that we get state and POW in there.
Fantastic.
So in one way, we will have additional memorial capacity. So maybe the challenge for the chief and I, and this year, the Veterans Parade will be in Westminster. This is our year.
That'd be great.
Maybe there is a way to honor the officers and firefighters, in particular from Westminster, but other places, as a part of what that ends up looking like.
That's great. Oconee County and Pickens County have a deep rooted history of people stepping up to serve in the branches and stuff. What's that?
What about naming the police station after the gentleman? I mean, that would be an honor. You put a plaque right there on it. In our discussions yesterday, Chief had indicated he wanted to revamp the outside a little, maybe make it look more like it's 2026. Put a plaque on the building on it. I think that would be, that's just my idea.
Good suggestion.
I mean, yeah. It's only one man from Westminster.
Yeah. Oh, that's all. Wish there wasn't any.
Absolutely. All right. Mayor?
Where are we staying on funding for dilapidated structure removal? Do we have anything left?
So in this year's budget, we put under $9,000, about $8,700 was all we were able to put in.
So if we do one commercial building, that's going to eat that up, if it'll even do it.
That
right?
won't do a commercial building.
I mean, even a small building, it won't. Okay, so I'd like to at least try to get $50,000 in that fund for dilapidated. The thing about getting rid of these dilapidated structures, it's not just getting rid of a building. You help increase property values across the board when you get rid of some of these things. Mm-hmm. So that would kind of help with the encouraging other people to fix their buildings as well.
I can tell you that our city attorney is working to reclaim one of the buildings we tore down. They did not pay. So whenever we tear a building down that's been condemned, we take the cost of that and we put it as a lien against the property when it's sold. And one of those that we did, the property owner has now contacted Keith and would like to pay that to get off the lien off the property. So maybe we're able to take that, because I don't know what the timing would be. It's probably going to be another couple of months. And that could become some of the seed money in addition to what we've been putting in for this.
Yeah.
So that might help.
Yep.
And Kevin, would you share how many buildings and all that we've done over the last couple of years about taking, you know, all that? Because the number is amazing.
So we have only taken down one or maybe two, but we have, through the condemnation process, I think, handicap without rating.
That's okay.
I think that it's between 5 and 10 where the property owners have done it themselves. Okay. So one of them is that the building that got some obscene language spray painted on it over by the fire department, that property owner took that one down themselves, I think. Yes. So a lot of that is some property owners, you just let them know it's got to come down, and they do what they're supposed to. Okay.
David, so I'm going to talk about the depot a second. Another love of my life. I believe we need to paint it on the inside. Y'all, this place is where legislative delegations meet Thursday night. It is a special place. It's a beautiful place. But look to your right or your left, and you start looking around, we need new paint. And I know there's so many projects going on, I would think a contract, I don't know how much that would cost. It's a priority to me because it is a special building and we need to make sure we're taking care of it. And the other thing is, we, as part of the step out into the Lazy Daisy Club world, is that we help with the beautification around. You know, we raise money to help buy the plants and all that kind of stuff. And so when they dug up for the time capsule, they did such a wonderful job. And so we're trying to get a plan together what would go there. And one thing I thought would be wonderful there, we have a flag, American flag there, is that would be a place that we put a permanent thing that would hold a wreath. And we could recognize Veterans Day, Memorial Day, police, month, fire month, all these things, and it would just be a thing of special honor. Take the greenery out of there, or make it, bring it down, or whatever, and that kind of thing about cost would be not so dependent on city paying for it. Some of it and some of the help, but we would help do that. So. We do our very best to keep it all decorated and clean and all those things, but it needs a little love, a little TLC. Well,
kind of piggybacking on what you said, if you don't mind, the Lazy Daisies and doing stuff like that, and I'm going to point to Clayton because I love downtown Clayton.
Yeah.
I think it's gorgeous. But I notice in a lot of those areas they have signage that sits there and says maintained or handled or whatever by this group or whatever. I think that'd be kind of neat. I think it gives a little pride and a little recognition to the people that, you know, in these groups that do this extra mile.
Right.
For the city, volunteer time, unpaid type stuff, and I think that's not.
Well, the last thing is, and I know it's in the, this is probably in the plan, I just don't know the plan of it, but this sign out here, you know, the Westminster sign, that'd be the perfect place for the different organizations besides just Rotary and stuff like that, you know, to say, and then that's, and because, believe me, we've got little signs out around here, but they're very small for the Lazy Daisy, and we really don't want more recognition than another little sign, you know what I'm saying? So, but thank you, Dale.
You're welcome.
All right. Charles, we'll come back to you.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to try to one up and make it on this one. I'd like to see the city purchase and demolish College Creek School. We'll utilize that land for expansion for recreational facilities there at the rec center. Simply because they need parking. That's an eyesore. It's a safety hazard. It sat there for years since the gentleman bought it. Nothing's being done. The roof continues to collapse. There's evidence of homeless people encamping in there with ladders being up next to the windows that have been unboarded. And we need to buy it and do it. We need to force this man to do it.
Well, let me fill you in on what has been happening in the past with that. We actually looked at doing that several years ago, and the cost to us was going to be way over $250,000 to buy it and demo. So we would have ended up with $250,000 in about 5.5 acres of land that, well, an acre of it's just a hill that you couldn't use. So that's the reason we at that time just kind of backed off of that. David Brown has bought it. He's got plans to put in a travel ball training facility. He's got engineers looking at it, supposedly going to do it. I don't know if you heard Herb talking yesterday or not, but David lets us use it for spillover parking and all that. But yeah, we did look at it. We tried to figure out a way to do it, but it's time we just could not afford it. But David's got it now, so we're hoping he's going to move forward. But again, it's a private. Yeah, I know. It's a private. We thought it'd be something happening now.
You know what fills up first?
Yeah.
Private hands, but something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
congregating there,
like you said yesterday,
mm-hmm.
all day, over, I mean, up and down the hill.
Yeah.
We're going to have people coming in for travel ball, different things. Look hard.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That was the last fifth grade class in that building, and the second floor was already condemned.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. It was condemned then. In the 80s, and there it still stands. And I drive by it every day. I've got photos, and I can show you the roof collapse in the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns it. Ownership has responsibility. Mm-hmm. And as a landowner, property owner, he needs to address that. Mm-hmm. Because he's assuming a lot of liability if there's homeless people in that place burned.
Yeah. Fred, y'all had it closed off last year, didn't you?
We close it off every day.
So, I mean, are people still getting in it? I know y'all went over and closed it off at one time.
They're still getting in. I don't allow our officers to go in there because it's unsafe.
Right.
So.
Well, I know we hadn't heard anything about it since y'all had it closed off at last time. I just wondered if they're still doing it.
There's been a couple of people that's
Yep.
And that's what they're doing. And it's a safety issue for them.
Yep.
And I know the fire department's not going to go in there. Somebody burns, they burn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last communication with David Brown?
That's what I was going to ask him. Have you talked with David about that recently?
Me personally, no. We just go out there and take care of him.
Well, I know he's very involved. I'm sure if we just talk to him, he'll let us know what's going on. It's not like he's just out of town ownership. He's very involved in all of this.
So my question is, with our zoning and not zoning. Zones. Well, no, not zones. What is it? Code? What is our ordinance? There you go. What is our ordinance, and how have we been working with him? And, you know, what is that process? Because one thing we've done over the last couple of years is speed up that process. I mean, we have things that they could wait 2 years to do something, or a year and a half. So we've narrowed those things down. And I think with Mr. Claren stepping in and helping us, I think things will change.
I think
it will change. So that's a positive we can say toward it, that we have been dealing with it, working with it, but I think there's going to be some problems.
Yeah, and just from what I know about
it. I don't expect us to have that budget.
Oh, right.
For must, should, could, and that's probably even lower than that, like pipe drain. Okay.
Well, from a staff perspective, when the previous owner, before Mr. Brown bought it, we flexed a little bit of code enforcement with them, and they sent somebody in, what you were thinking about, Mayor, and they had to completely secure the building. So they put new plywood on the doors, they put new plywood on the, it must not have been great plywood, because I've been amazed at how quick it's degraded, but all of that was done, I'm gonna get, I may not be completely accurate, was about 2 years ago. And so that property owner, only thing they wanted to do was secure it to meet what we were requiring them to do, and that was to make it secure. And when Mr. Brown bought it, we on purpose pulled back a little bit to give him time to figure out what he was going to do with the property. And that follow-up has not taken place, and that is a staff issue that you guys have noted that Jeff's in charge now, so we will be back on that. But to the mayor and to Jamie's point, David is somebody who's very accessible to us, and we'll have some conversations. I hope to be able to come back with you with some idea of what's going on and what the go-forward plans will be. So I don't think we have as long to go as people have endured with that current state of it.
Well, this gives you a good reason to call him, too. I mean, it was brought up during the planning workshop. David, what's the plans? So, without pushing too hard, just getting it out there.
So, Jimmy, you've said you wanted the staff to tell you anything new. I said, yeah, keep going. You want me to keep skipping you?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie?
Earlier, I can't remember who said that. There was some computer hardware, maybe software upgrades that need to happen. I don't know if that's...
Police.
Is that also in the office over here?
And also in the water plant needs an upgrade too, right?
Well, that's going to be part of the SCADA. Okay. SCADA project is that one there.
Jamie, I think the police department is the one that's in need of the upgrades. Fairly certain fire is mostly new. Most of city, we may have one or two at City Hall. We did an upgrade, what was that?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, we actually got some of the newer, we went from the big boxes to the little boxes. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we went to the little boxes at work, and I was like, this is a computer, it's no bigger than my phone.
But I'll put that down. There's probably hit and miss some computers at the shop that need upgrading.
With this day and age, everything's electronic, so we, especially with the police, if you're sitting there for 10 minutes waiting on something to load or something to open, you don't have time.
I understand from yesterday from the chief, it creates a problem with them being able to get dispatch calls from the county, is that right?
Yeah.
So they're having to call them on their cell phone instead of being able to dispatch it like they would to everybody else.
That's one of the top problems, right, because we need to be able to protect everybody.
I'd like to see us push some of the marketing toward the medical side of the house in town. We've got some facilities. I'm thinking more along the line, not that we need another doctor. We've got one. I don't know if we have a dentist anymore. But
we have two now.
We've got two doctors, and a nurse practitioner or two down there. But as far as like what you see in a lot of towns are the 24-hour type medical facilities and stuff like that. Of course, Prisma is huge up in this area, but AnMed's not part of that. AnMed is trying to get a footprint in the area. You can see it over towards Seneca and Clemson, and I think they may have something in Walhalla. I'm not sure if they looked at it, but we don't have anything here. And I think that'd be not only a good thing for the city people here, but the people that live on Mountain Rest and Long Creek and down toward Madison, where they probably try to run toward Tocoa or something more than drive toward Seneca. But I think reaching out to them or just saying, hey, you know, we've got a building here. You know, we've got room if there's something y'all want to do in this area, make some contact. But I think that'd be a benefit to the community, definitely.
And Kevin, I know you serve on the board of Rosa Clark. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did. I'm not.
You're off now? Yeah. I don't know what they're. I've not had any dealings with them, but guy moved here, new. No alcohol, drug use, or anything like that. He just needs a doctor, and he don't have health insurance and went over there. And they told him 3 months before they could even look at him to get blood pressure.
Oh, my God.
3 months. So if they're putting people off 3 months, we need to do something, talk to him. I don't know. That's just, he's on blood pressure medicine, moved here from Illinois, and he can't get his blood pressure medicine. So couldn't afford a doctor. But just, I want to let you know that I was thinking you're on the board.
You know, I had to, for what it matters to you, I had to resign from the board. They have, rightfully so, very strict board attendance requirements, and the meetings were often in conflict with PMPA.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you remember, I used to step out of a PMPA meeting to get on the phone to attend the board, and there just got to be a point in time where they were doing too much for me to be able to do that.
Okay.
I just say I've heard those things happening, and I do know the board's members are aware of it.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I do know that recently. I know that.
All right, so Dale, what I did, you said market. I'm going to just say attract. Are you okay if I take, in, rather than market for
tomato,
medical
tomato
facilities,
tomato.
But attract a medical facility or something like that?
I think that'd be a good idea. I know we can't make anybody do anything, but I think we can definitely make this an appealing area for them to give it more than one glance.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, Mayor?
We brought it up a few times in the past, and I think you and I had a small conversation about it. We've got, the city owns the property on the other side of the river from Chowram Park. And how many acres is that? 20-something acres?
27 is what comes to mind. I might be wrong.
Yeah. So south of Long Creek Highway, but north of Chowram Park.
Yep. And we've got some a developer is kind of interested in investing some money, especially with the Target coming. I mentioned that to Kevin the other day. He's got a big piece of property here in town he's going to do something with. He's trying to figure out what to do with. So he mentioned little cottages. The city owns that property up there. It's along the river. I mean, you're in the real estate business, you know as good as anybody. You put people in little rental cabins, they're going to come into town and eat. They're going to come into town and shop. With the Hall Road project getting done, we're going to have travel teams coming in. They're going to need places to stay. We don't have a motel. We can't force a motel to come into town. That's going to do it on its own at some point. But if we could get some VRBOs lined up for that, or if we could get that property sold and let the city benefit from it, get it on the tax rolls, it'll be for the county, but still, you know, the city would get immediate money plus the sales coming from them.
What about do a land lease to
it? Something just to get some revenue off of that property. Because
do a land lease somewhere to Backwater Landing there on Huey.
Yeah.
We still retain ownership of the land. And that land lease could be set up to where they lease the land pretty cheaply. However, we can set that up however. In addition, we could also set up a payment schedule so we get part of that money. In addition to not just any kind of accommodation tax or anything like that, we can control how how it's up front, how it's operated, mm-hmm. a portion. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of deals that can be made in something like that. Because when I think it was when we had the OCRP was here, they asked what, I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can do something like that.
I think that'd benefit us with the ball fields. Because instead of people going to Seneca, if they stay here, they might not be in the city limits, but they're going to eat here and shop here instead of going back to Seneca. So that would give us one opportunity. We brought it up several years in the past, and we hadn't really moved on it. But I'd love to see something come in that benefit the city financially with that.
And you know, we dealt with the ordinance about the short-term rentals and stuff like that. Do we have any listing of what is it around in town or around of that?
So I don't have a listing. We have the ability through our relationship with Visit Oconee.
Okay.
They, that entity, and I'm now on that board. You know, you get on one board, they want you to get on all. And they showed us the software, and they showed the time period. They bought this software. It goes out, and it mines all the activity for Airbnbs, VRBOs, and says, here's where that's happening. Well, then they went to each of those property owners and said, you need to pay accommodations tax for that. And it wasn't that anybody was doing it illegally. They just weren't getting the taxes for it. And what they said at the board meeting this week was, since they've done that, they have seen where they have captured an additional $1 million in accommodations tax. And I think this was about 2, maybe 3 years ago. So they stay on top of that. I can go back to them and ask if there's anything or what shows up in Westminster.
Gotcha.
Because they can, what they call geocache it, they can put in a very specific area and say, tell me who's renting what out. If you're renting your garage out for in the fall season when people come in to see the leaves, it will pick that up. If you're advertising on one of those platforms. Right. I don't think it gets if you're just if you just do it yourself.
Well,
we can look at that.
Okay. And so Charles, is that legal to make a listing of when we find out what we have in our area? So when you have a team coming in, you know, whatever, a tournament, you could say this is what's available in Westminster.
Sure.
And I think that'd be really beneficial.
I mean, I want to see us generate as much income as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So still, do I get one?
Well, I wrote that as your one, but...
Oh, okay. We need a new police department. The chief has done a wonderful job renovating what he has, and they work and they get community coming together. But that I know that problem's not going to happen this year, but I think it needs to be on the list.
Do you want to do just the new police department, or we had talked in the past about having a place for the council to meet as well?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do it like a combination, or just go with just the police department?
I think that would be great. Kind of like the fire department has the Oconee with it. But that'd be great. I don't, but I don't want it piecemeal. I want it to, they're building the best police department in the state of South Carolina, and it'll be across the nation. And we need to have a building that shows that. And I go back to equipment. They need those things. And why? Because to protect our citizens, to protect us, to feel safe where we live. And I do feel safe where I live. So they're doing a terrific job with what they have, but that's a goal.
All right, Charles.
Find ways to generate more revenue.
Yes, okay.
Without taxes and fees, the true revenue.
Jamie, you good with that?
We need to make sure we have, because I know it's several thousand dollars, but the spare parts inventory, spare parts and repairs inventory that we need to have that on hand.
Utility department?
Well, this is it's going to piggyback a little bit on the new PD thing, but we've talked about, we've bounced around the idea of a city hall needing to be a new one or it needs to be renovated or something along those lines. If we go renovation, I definitely want to see the back of the building painted. I know there's been some difficulties and possibly some changes in plans with that, but it looks a little rough on the back right now for sure. But I think probably a good staff area, you know, building we ought to work in.
So we just need to put municipal complex upgrade, a big one, yeah. Somehow or another, just the whole thing here. We had plans for that, or we were looking at it with the county at one time, but the county kind of backed out. We were going to try to get them to do it together with us, and never did. Didn't pan out.
Mayor.
We're going to go small now. We're going to hit pickleball court. I have heard a lot of people. I've been asked more times than I can count. We got the tennis courts over there. They're not being used. We looked at the cost of it. Herb actually got us a cost years ago when the pickleball thing first kind of started heading up. But with all these new developments going up around us, you're going to have more people coming to town, and that would kind of encourage them coming here instead of going somewhere else to play. They say they're a big hit, and Seneca, I think, has got a big one.
I think they're a big hit everywhere.
Yeah.
QBQ stays full.
Yeah. Our church put on a tournament, and it was packed. I mean, it was, and it wasn't church members, but I mean, it was younger people, high school age, all the way up to some of us near seniors.
You, near seniors.
Oh, yeah, South Coast.
Yeah.
Kyle brings it up to me every morning when you can put in new pickleball.
Yeah, we got the court. I know the surface has got to be redone, but I don't know if we could reuse what's there or not.
I looked at years ago. I was working for a community association. Harbison, there in London, they had some issues with their courts, and it was a company called Mataflex. It's an outdoor kind of safety material. It snaps together. It's kind of self-leveling in some places where they had some issues. And it was a cheaper alternative than going back with asphalt. The pieces come lined, it goes together. Similar to what they have in the gym, but made for outdoor, it's made to drain, and that may be a cheaper option.
So is pickleball played on something like that, or is it played mainly on asphalt outside or concrete? I don't know.
I think he played on whatever he can strike with.
Okay.
Solid surface.
Some of the, going back to Jamie's, that rubberized surface. Yeah. I've seen that in Anderson. They've got tennis courts, but then the pickleball courts has that rubberized, because the older folks tend to play on it, and it's easier on the knees. And the older I get.
Oh, I'm going to fall. I'm going to fall. I want something to bounce off of. I don't like falling on concrete. It don't give. But I just think that's something that, I think we brought it up 2 or 3 years in a row. It's just we've never really had the funding for it, but I'll throw that in there as a hope for.
Well, that's one of those things where we can always shop around looking for a grant to bring in something like that. And we have. We just haven't landed yet. Davey?
We've said equipment, and we've talked about equipment. I just want to make sure we put in there that I heard loud and clear yesterday how our departments work so hard, and they do a lot of the maintenance when they can, even to where the chief and the fella went out and bought something and fixed, but it really awoken me when they said they can't take a truck out at night, a certain night, because of something like that. I think I don't know what are the three words, must, should, and
Could.
That those must are so much in my mind after all that great tour, and we appreciate it so much, the people coming out and talking with us and being there. Nothing like hearing from your crews, you know. But it's that they're not they need to be in the field doing their job, not in the shop being the mechanic. And as much as we can for all of the departments, that's a must to me. You know, I know we're going to be putting dots and stuff in a minute, but I just really want to say that shows dedication and love for your town and for your crews. You know, they're all of them are exhausted like everybody else. And but I just wanted to make sure I said that about the things that we must do are very, very right in my mind, fresh, to make sure our guys are taken care of and our crews.
Thank you, Dave. Charles?
And listening on the electrical side yesterday, they identified some areas where we could improve that reconductor and to add either switch gear or utilize fuse cutouts to be able to back feed in an area to limit outages. I think we need to listen to them and prioritize some of those areas on our electrical system, because the town is growing. We're going internal now through these new developments and the things that have been built. We definitely need to pay attention to those areas. They identified it, and it fixes two things. It gives them a backup way to back feed, and that feeding is very important to our current electrical system. So I don't like to say that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Charles. Jamie?
I know Herb's not here, and I don't know where we stand on. I know there was a phase two for the gym and everything over there. And Herb doesn't like to talk about that dead spot on the low post on the right-hand side of the floor. He would get his feelings hurt. He'll get all over you. That floor's got some issues over there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And that's the only gym we got, right? And I don't know how many basketball teams we got going right now.
20, 25.
Yeah. But he did mention that yesterday. He's got dead spots in the floor. He let us know.
I know a couple of years ago, it wasn't long after he got that floor, I said, man, there's something wrong right here. And he just... Okay, my bad. Right there, no issue.
He was so happy to get that floor, it could have curled up and he wouldn't have said anything for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been 9 years, I think. That was one of the first things we did.
Yeah, and Jamie, I'm not sure what happened most recently, but he's got a number of issues throughout that flooring system.
Yeah.
And annually, we get an allocation from Oconee County. This year it's $50,000. We're renovating the old fire bay behind City Hall into batting cages with last year's money, but we haven't decided what to utilize that $50,000 for this year. And usually we wait till right about now to find the most critical. And he and my conversation just earlier this week is that may be what we need to put toward that floor.
I know he's running out of space because there's stuff stored everywhere over there because the wreck has grown.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as the number of users, but the building is still the same size it was when I was a kid.
Right.
So you know, you've got more football teams, more baseball equipment, more everything. So he needs floor space. You know, I know we've got this space 2 or 3 or whatever it is when the gym's coming in, if we make it that far. But you know, we got to do something to make sure he's able to function in that building.
Let's move down to, and this may be going all the way back to the very first thing that I think Charles brought up. With, maybe it wasn't the same, it was the second thing he brought up on communication type stuff. But I think we definitely need to focus on these business owners. Some of these, you know, are family-owned businesses for years and years and years. And as I remember talking to them when I first came on council and before council and even up to this time, some of them have the black and bad taste. They won't sit there and say that, you know, the city, you know, they don't trust the city in a lot of things that we do. A lot of them, you know, they get upset because they don't have a vote, and that's a state law type situation there.
Yeah.
But I think connecting with them and showing that we are, they are, they're appreciated in some shape, form, or fashion, even if it's doing a meal or two, and inviting them in, which I know we do, but letting them know that, hey, you're appreciated. You do have a voice. You can come speak at the council meetings. And I don't know how people here feel about it, but I sat there and told them, I said, you know, a Merchants Association type situation is a great lobby. No, you may not get a vote inside the city, but your voice is important. And I think there's a couple attempts at points over the years where somebody's tried to do a Merchants Association and it fell through because they couldn't agree among themselves. But somehow to reach out to them and connect these businesses and let them know they're appreciated, and maybe we can get some more reciprocation out of them in some shape, form, or fashion that's positive. Not that they don't do some positive stuff, but more positive.
We brought that up to, I don't remember now who we talked to, 7-8 years ago, trying to get a Merchants Association started, and it just, there wasn't any interest. The ones we talked to said, well, we did that years ago and it was just a mess. Jimmy can probably tell you more about it than we can, but I mean, you got some new business owners now. We might could get one going. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're here.
Well, I can say, yes, a couple people said, well, we tried that, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Before. I'm a real estate agent. You know how many open houses I've done and nobody showed up?
Mm-hmm.
But I still do them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do once. Didn't nobody show up? I'm going to do another one. No, we keep doing it. We keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding, because that's what we have to do in real estate. And, you know, you talk about communication, you talk about this stuff. That's what I do daily. I don't mind getting on camera, being on video. I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes. And that's just my attitude, but I think that you're right. A lot of our business community does feel the disconnect because they're not residents of the town. They have a business, but they don't feel like they're part of the community in a way. So, I mean, that's what you're saying.
And that happens. It's not unique to West Virginia at all.
No.
So.
Maybe in the streetscape, plans and all we're doing, that's the kickoff, you know, say, look, this is coming. I think that's real important to let people know what's happening and get them involved, saying, you know, what do you want to make of downtown? Because we're fixing, we're doing, we're changing, and if we don't really get in there and partner up together, it's just y'all out there building something, you know. And I know we've tried to do some things till we had to come meet, but they were still, had their business was still open. There's no way they can leave their business to come meet with us, you know, unless we do an early breakfast or something like that, or meet at their business, or all those things that you're talking about. That, I think that's what we do. It's all about relationships and getting there and building those relationships. And yeah, I've heard the same thing, that they can't vote, you know, so they can't make a difference. Oh my goodness gracious, yes you can. Do, you know, and I know the festivals, we've really asked them to, and they've stepped up to go talk to the business owners before the festival, say, street, we're gonna be closing the street. Young Reagan was so good at that. He would go around, you know, and so, but we just gotta build on that, that, you know.
So, do we do a ribbon cutting for every business that opens up?
Yes.
No, the chamber does. And they don't do it unless you join the chamber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then the paper would get in, but you have to advertise with the paper. That's still kind of the rule with the paper now.
Is that?
If it's a formal event, we go. But
if the chamber does it.
Yeah. A lot of businesses don't have to.
Yeah.
Does it have to go through the chamber? Is that something we can do and say, hey, man?
Not the city. The city could do it. Yeah.
We have the big scissors.
We have all the big scissors.
Oh, yeah. We want to.
Like the senior center, that was done by the city. You know, the city did help that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we see every time somebody opens a business, right, because they have to buy a business license.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we should, you know, maybe 90 days later or whatever, kind of follow up that.
Sure. I think it's
great.
Ready,
you Yes. Make a big deal out of it, because that was my next thing that I was going to bring up, is what incentives are we putting out to, right, to attract new businesses? You know, maybe a new restaurant or some new shops or something out here, you know, that we give them, you know, a 6 month tax break or, you know, whatever we could do to say, hey, you know, we know it's hard to get the doors open. What are we doing?
We're doing the Local Development Corporation. It's a grant program we set up years ago. And the primary reason we did it was because we had some of these older buildings, and somebody would want to rent the building, but the building had gotten such disrepair that they had to spend $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 to get it, we could rent it. Well, the building had sat there so long that the property owner didn't care whether it was rented or not, so they didn't want to invest the money because they didn't have to increase the rent. So we put that program in place, and it's helped. It's helped a lot, and we've actually changed it, and I was getting ready to ask him about that. So
Virginia and I looked at a building over here that some realtor used to be in, but it wasn't worth it wasn't worth going into.
Yeah.
Because we were going to move her studio from Seneca to Atlanta. You know? She used to be right down here, and she outgrew that space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we utilized that program when we moved into that building.
Yeah.
I think it was a 50% action, or... Well, yes. We got so much. I forget the details. But we did utilize it, and I think other businesses have utilized it. But it's tough in some of these buildings.
Yeah.
But we looked at purchasing, and it just wasn't. Mm. There was going to be way too many repairs.
Yes.
Kevin, you want to explain that to them? Because we've changed it recently.
Yes. Young Reagan's not here, so.
Yeah.
The way we had it set up is you could ask for up to $5,000. And so if you spent 10, you could get 5. So it was a 50-50 match. And there was a list of eligible criteria. Since I've been here, that list went from this long to this long. We just kind of kept listening to what people needed. Like, we used to not have interior plumbing and electrical. Well, the point of the grant is to increase the value of the property. So we did like a critical strategic analysis of what can you do to increase the value of the property, and plumbing and electrical came in. And so we've added a number of things. I kind of remember those two, but we added more.
Hmm.
We recently revamped it where there's a certain dollar amount if you want to do some landscape improvements, and then there's a max. And then if you do the next level of improvements, we have three different breakdowns of that. I'll send you a copy. Will you help me remember that? I'll send a copy of that that grant proposal, because it has, and it's real easy. When people fill that paperwork out, we try and have the meeting of the LDC within the week of getting the grant application, so that we can get that money into their hands. The challenge often is folks find out about it after they've spent the money, and their grant requirement is you got to get the grant before you spend the money. And because there's a lot of, there was somebody here recently that was a guy who redid the Edward Jones building.
Mm-hmm.
He is the fire chief in Seneca. He came in, had everything he needed, but he had already finished the project. He's got another project coming up in town, so he just got a clean one. He's like, okay, I know what I need to do now. So we have that. I'll send it so you can look at it.
And, Jamie, when I first got here, it was a facade grant. That's all it was. It was new signage, new paint on the front of your building. That's what it was to start. And then that's when we were hearing that it was actually where the tire place is at down there. Eddie put the barbecue place in.
Yeah.
Eddie Tyler. And that was the issue we found out was, and you can't blame Donald. Donald owns the building, but to redo his plumbing in that building was going to cost him $30,000 to $40,000, where he was renting it for $500 a month. How many years would it take to get that back? So he wasn't going to put that investment in. Eddie, trying to start a new restaurant, couldn't put it in it. So that's when we started modifying it. And, you know, Kevin and the committee's been really good about everything we think about that might help somebody, let's do it. You know, we've changed it over and over and over just to increase the use of it. But.
Right. And, you know, and some of them have just been sitting empty so long, they're in terrible shape. You know, both buildings that we looked at in Virginia both have roof leaks. We weren't going into that.
I told you.
Yeah.
2 years ago, good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Mayor, I have you as next up.
Yep. So I'm going to throw this out there once again. I think every year we do this. Recreation subsidy from the county. increased to a level that would cover the city's cost. So for y'all that don't know what that is, we get a subsidy from the county, but we've done some numbers several years ago, and what the county gives us is nowhere near what it costs the city to provide recreation for out-of-city residents. Now, that's not a negative thing. We're not against them coming at all. We'll take them from now on. If we have to come out of, if I have to come out of my pocket with it, we want these kids playing. But we provide a service to county residents that the city taxpayers subsidize by how much, Kevin? Last time?
85% of the users are from the county.
Yeah.
So when you have, you know, what's her budget, around 600,000, 85% of that. Some of that's going to be overhead we'd have anyway. I can't do that math.
We did.
We do a lot of subsidy for non-city residents.
We did the number. We actually have breakdowns of all this because we've tried it several times with the county, and I think it was over $200,000, wasn't it, Kevin?
You asked yesterday for a breakdown from that.
Yeah, I want it. When we start the budget, we publish, we make it public, we discuss it openly, and we talk to the county about it. But it's just a fair thing to do, in my opinion. I mean, if we're providing a service for county taxpayers, our city taxpayers should not be footing that bill. If the county's got money, let's get the county on board with it. They do it for fire, still not to the full level we need, but can you imagine what $250,000 difference going to our recreation department would do for our budget? And I mean, it's just something we've got to get the county on board with at some point, but I'll bring it up every year, so we'll keep throwing it out there.
And they don't do it for any other city, right? We're all in the same boat, right?
All the cities, they give the same amount. They give all the cities in Fair Oak the exact same amount, no matter how many participants you have. So it's just like here, we want to help you a little bit, but there's a big expense to that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, everybody, the thing about it, these kids, when they take off for a ball game, they don't all eat in our town. They eat in the county. They eat a lot of restaurants in the county that are getting the taxes that we're not.
And they will win that ball.
Yeah, they will. And this is just something that, you know, it's just something we need to bring up every year. That's mine.
All right. Davey?
I think I talked about this last year, so of all the great projects going on, I would love to see a QR code sign that people can say, well, what's going on here? And it'd be, you know, it'd go right to our website, and it would show the process or what's going on. And I would love information. I want to share. I'm an education person. Our folks don't understand grants. The community of how we get them. I know all of the departments, everybody's writing grants all the time when we're getting them. But a lot of times the public says, you know, why don't you just, you shouldn't be using a grant for that. Not realizing you can only get this grant for this, or this money for this. Or if the state says you can have this money, but it's only for sewer. It can't be for whatever. So, I mean, I've seen that in other cities. So when you've got a project going on, you got that there, people come by, especially Horton Fields, you know. And then it's another way of bragging of what's going on, and so people know. And I think I'm out.
Okay. Yeah, well, and so, you know, once you run out. Like, you tap out, and we keep doing this till nobody's got anything left to add up. Charles?
I move we recess with 10 so you can get caught.
Yeah. And the train's going by.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
What
is that?
That's your phone?
For your text last night. I just saw it.
I'm sorry.
How about that?
I had not looked at my text messages.
I thought, damn, Jimmy, look at that.
Well, that's